And I mean, I don't know Jim Boeheim, but I mean, I can promise you that he when all that was going down.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Whether he wanted to talk to about it or not, I guarantee you, his boss and them said, You better not say a word about this ongoing legal proceeding.
Yeah, right. You can't.
So I mean,
I've never seen so much smoke without actual fire coming out of a situation like that. That was a bizarre deal because of that part of it. Because usually, when there's that much talk, something big comes out. There's an indictment. I mean, all that
and nothing.
It never really went anywhere.
Well, a couple of the accusers recanted the story, but it has given me an idea. Michael from Stuttgart, get him credentialed at different sporting events so he can be in the room. That's what I want to see. I want to see Michael from Stuttgart asking Jim Harbaugh after a tough loss a couple of don't you believe you called the wrong play there at the end of the game? I mean, you're throwing a fade into the end zone.
Oh, he'd be like, well, stats say, and that's stupid. That was a stupid call.
I want to see Michael from Stuttgart stand up
you
and
ask. You
want
to see him get beat up, basically.
Well, no, I wanted to, but he would be perfect.
I'd love to see him get beat
up. He would be perfect for that. Put him in that press room and let him ask a tough question. After Boeheim's had a tough loss, do you believe the gun debate distracted you, Coach? And just hang, let that hang in the air. See what happens.
Big Joe, Cody and Cersei has a question for you. Hey, Joe, this is Cody and Cersei. How tall are you? No, I'm just kidding. Cody, go ahead.
Wow, that was I just want
to start off by saying Arkansas is going to win 68-66.
There you go.
I like that.
All right. Big Joe, y'all probably talked about this 100 times, and I keep missing it, but I just wanted to get the lowdown on back in the day when you was playing with doubles about the taco.
The taco thing?
Yes, sir. I'll hang up this.
Thanks, man. Cody, thank you. Appreciate it.
When I played with the Bulls, they had if we scored 110 points or more, everybody in the arena got a free taco.
This is very much a Will Ferrell.
And it's on YouTube. And I mean, I have my kids.
This is in Chicago.
Oh yeah.
The Bulls are really good. You didn't even need this kind of nonsense.
And I mean, we're playing the Mavericks, and we're up 108 to it was a fairly close game, but there was 10 seconds left, so they weren't going to win. It was 108-99 or 100 or something, and Sean Bradley shoots a shot. I box him out. It comes right back. You know, I go to grab it, and he goes over my back, and I get fouled with 3 seconds left. and everybody has stayed.
Right.
You know.
You see if they're getting tacos?
Oh, tacos. Yeah.
And so, it was a defensive rebound, so we have to walk to the other end of the floor. Everybody, the announcers and everybody's going crazy, and even the official, one of the officials, if you watch it on YouTube, he gives me the ball, and then he takes it back from me. They started messing with me. Michael Finley, who I played with in Phoenix, is right there, and he's killing me. Jordan and everybody on the bench is giving me the choke sign and everything like this. But I made them both, and I got everybody tacos. So they call everybody started calling me Taco Joe.
I love it. And instead, you end up in the barbecue business, oddly enough.
Right. Bringing pudding to you.
That's true.
Right.
You know what?
I had a barbecue restaurant, and I brought you catfish and shrimp and a pudding today.
Funny, because pudding is actually my nickname, Joe. Works out well. Troy's in Greenbrier. Let's talk about the Arkansas game. Go ahead, Troy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I just want to say real quick that I know from Stuttgart, I listened to him a little bit earlier today. I just want to say it's the best.